it's that cold open that we had talked about of saying, do I explain this or do I not explain it? And now I'm explaining it. This is how you know it's episode 8. So the last episode was about recalibration and viewing your notes. We had a little bit of an issue about the weigh-in. And so I said 244, I believe. But when I went home, weighed myself officially, it was 240.2 pounds. I was just 5 pounds short of the goal. And that's the mile marker of 235, which was the original weight for losing 100 pounds. So this goes case in point of reviewing your notes, going through, making sure everything's accurate and up to date, and then going into your new goal. Well, we have a exciting show here. We have a special guest, Ida Jamst. Mm-hmm. She's here in the studio. She's in the mix like Spartacus. Hey, just introduce yourself before we jump in to the details. Who are you?
Hi, everybody. Good afternoon. This is amazing, wonderful day for today for me, special day for me. And I'm so grateful for Dave and Alicia invite me for this wonderful podcast. I can share who I am and my story, and also my wonderful Raymond Skin, the special just landed in America only 6 months, this product as well. So basically, introduce myself, like I'm Ida, Miss Asia USA 2021. I represent my country in America, and my background is RTT hypnotherapist. RTT stands for Rapid Transformational Therapy. So also meditation teacher and former yoga teacher as well. So
that's former your yoga. What was that about? Why did you?
Well, I've been practicing yoga for last 8 years, and being in a deep meditation and yoga learning, you will experience a Kundalini spirit. And as I am a Christian, I believe in Holy Spirit. I don't practice Kundalini spirit because I have seen so many incidents happen over the years of deeper conscious mind and the deeper understanding spirituality. You can see the spirit sometimes goes in places that shouldn't be going. Mm. So I've seen some yoga and meditation teachers going to be witchcraft and experiencing with the dead spirits. And I'm very familiar with those spirits because I'm from Mongolia originally. And Mongolians the religion back then, it's a shamanism. So shamanism stands for connecting with the dead spirit and how you recall the spirit to tell the future. So that's
like a medium.
Yeah.
But that was then you became friends with Jesus and stopped doing that?
I've been, since when I was a kid, I was asking myself, like, who I am, age of 6 years old. Like, I asked my mom, she was cooking in the kitchen. And simply, like, I was looking for answer, like, who am I? Why I am not you? Why I am not her? Why I am not him? So I was questioning myself, like, who really I am? And nobody could answer me. And why this is happening? Why? And why questions always in my mind. And that's why age of 10, 11, I used to write poems. And it's very creativity. And those creativity comes from my questions in my mind. And always connect with this artistic side of me. Like I draw and write poems. And also I used to dance ballet. And I believe body, mind, spirit, everything is given from God, and you have a purpose in this life, and you have to find yourself in God. Otherwise, it's meaningless, this life. And my life was always looking for the answer. So I studied Buddhism, Hinduism, shamanism since when I was a kid, experiencing all the spirituality.
Wow, that is intense, and we are going to jump deeper into that.
Yeah.
But there's someone else here.
Sorry.
Alicia Morales. Mm-hmm.
And who are you? Who are you? Well, this is the first time I've ever seen you versus you. So I need to be introduced as yes. I'm completely ignorant.
So I am Alicia Morales. I am part of the Imago Dei Digital Ministry and also the host for In Her Details, a podcast for all young women professionals and all who want to seek and walk hand in hand with our Blessed Mother.
Cool. Man, I dig it.
Pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you. This first question is a kickoff to a shout out to Alma. And I won't name your precise city. I'll just say LA, who said, how can I bulletproof my holidays? How can I prepare for the holidays? And this couldn't have come at a better time because in a couple weeks, it'll be Thanksgiving. And then a couple weeks after that, it'll be Christmas. And a couple weeks after that, it'll be New Year's. And then you can't forget the sleeper, which is Valentine's Day. There's a bunch of things that line up to just going above what those caloric intake macros would be. And if you hearken back to the food formula, it always is burn more calories than you're consuming. So Alma and anyone who's interested, the best way is to prepare, mentally prepare and know what you're getting yourself into. So you're not going to like this, but fasting is a way to do it. And the OMAD diet, you know, one meal a day is what I'm going to be doing. So it'll be one meal a day. And I would say, well, my caloric intake is different than anyone else's. So I'd say if I'm going to be going to the gym and doing sprints, I'll be taking in between 2,500 calories. All right. So the range will be, the window of time to eat will be 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. and then just liquids and fluids after that. So we will jump into that. And I know Alicia had been making a counter of how many times I said so. And we're disregarding that because that's going to be my catchphrase. Yeah, lost count. It'll be too many. You'll be tired of buying too many pens. Your battery life on your phone will die.
Run out of fingers.
You'll run out of fingers. And then we'll have another filler word. So yeah, this is now going to be all about preparing for the holidays. Mm. How would you prepare for the holidays if you're on your fitness life, Alicia?
The things that I got to get rid of and the new things that I got to put into practice. And what better way with these great things that are going to be talked about today? And there's so many things, you know, as we're ending the year as well. Where are we at right now and where are we moving to? Mm-hmm. Right. So absolutely. I think Ida has some great things to tell us today.
Mm. Okay. That was excellent. parlay.
I don't know. I'm looking at the stocking stuff.
That's a surprise. But if you want to talk about that now, you can. I just wanted to do a little bit more details in terms of actually preparing, mentally preparing, mm-hmm. carrying out the strategy and what to look out for. Absolutely. This is the time of merriment and enjoyment and overdose on food. That's what it's going to come down to. And it's going to be
a week away.
Yeah. Yeah. So it'll be, I think if you were to track calories from drinks alone, you would sabotage your workout. Right. Yeah. And so one of the guidelines that I like is pretty much keep it water-based. Right. If you're going to be having something with alcohol, one drink, but we know
water
right
next.
Yeah. Just real
water
fast
down.
Water. No, well, kidding, no. Well, I think the hardest part is saying, to know what the limit is. And then, you know, alcohol is it brings the walls down. It brings vigilance down. So definitely be on guard against that because that's the fastest way to sabotage the workout. Like say you're being faithful to running, sprinting, lifting weights. Five cups of eggnog is like 3 days worth of calories. It's ridiculous.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's a good way.
Quit coffee.
Nice. Just that creamer. No more creamer.
No creamer. Just black coffee. But the metabolism, you know, the speed.
We got G.I. Jane over here because I know the Marines only drink black coffee. Go for it. But that's the whole, so coffee is not what the problem is, right? It would be the sugar and mm-hmm. things that you add to it. Mm-hmm. Because if you're drinking black coffee, that's mm-hmm. almost negligible in terms of how it affects your diet, mm-hmm. right? Tea, great. You get a little caffeine fix there, but it's you know, I lost my train of thought. Forget the tea. The whole point is with coffee, if you're buying coffee, those sizes are going to be the thing that you got to look out for. And the that more, the whatever size, however they call it, whatever your preference is, I'm more of a coffee bean guy. But that's not the point. The point is when you get the big one and then it has, pumpkin seasonal stuff in it with whatever cream they put in, that is a fast way to ruin what your caloric intake is. So you have a couple options. You can work out harder in the off season because it's the holidays, or you can just be really strict about what you take in. And I know myself enough to say be strict about what I take in. So one meal a day, OMAD. Actually, Ida, I don't think I ever told you this. So I want to do that diet for 30 days.
Wow.
Right? And see what happens. The holidays are going to be very hard.
Okay.
Because of the frequency of food and feasting and fun times. Uh-huh. But if I'm saying there's one meal and I know I can take in 2,500 calories, that's going to be really easy because it'll be at a party, right?
Yeah.
So do you think that's a good idea for 30 days going from Thanksgiving to Christmas?
So have that habit, like 30 days break. Well, why not? Like there's a challenge, and human body is incredibly made. Like anything you want to teach the body, like 1 to 3 months, it is adaptable, whatever you teach the body. So if you want to be mindful about the coffee and whatever you drink and take nutrition supplements more and to work out to build your goals, it's always take discipline. So even discipline with the what you're eating, and knowing is one thing, but applying is another thing. And you have to really understand what's going on with the cells. So it comes also with the holidays. I want to also announce you this Riemann product with this Korean skin product. This is the latest AI nanotechnology based on everything is organic and vegan and giving wonderfully like made. And I can show you the main important product you can give as a organic vegan and latest nanotechnology. You can give this product to your loved ones. I love to give my mom and my sisters and whomever take care of their skins and look beautiful and more young and self-esteem being bring it back. And you are enough just the way you are without any surgery and Botox. You can bring it literally back your youth, reverse back 10, 20 years. So this is an incredible product for you. New Year gift and Christmas gift. Thank you.
Well, I'm not the best critic of makeup. I support your product because you know, I know you a little bit to say, you know, someone who does makeup and modeling and acting, you probably know a little bit more than I do. And this is good to have Alicia here to be the devil's advocate, because I would say, just from a place of ignorance, what's the difference between this product and what the Kardashians are selling? Word on the street is they have like the number one product.
What does your product have?
Yeah, what does that have?
Sell it
that
to us.
I'm actually curious. That's why we have it on the show. Yeah.
First of all, I'm here not to sell, but inform you guys a good news. And I believe body, mind, spirit, everything is connected. And everybody says I'm the best, and I don't like to claim this is the best, but this is the latest nanotechnology. This Riemann brand, without any surgery and Botox, promoting people have organic and natural way bring it back, reverse back your youth. So that's all about the truth. And I don't believe I never had any Botox in my life, and I don't believe lift up all these surgeries, because in my mind always I believe this cells regenerate itself, whatever you give into your body. And also skin is the same way, same structure works. We have 1 trillion cells in our body and 60 layers of the skin we have, and how to penetrate this product is incredibly made, and it's a German skin dermatologist in a laboratory in German tested, and now it's in America, only 6 months in America. So this is the cells, how the 60 layers go into the cells of the liposomes, act as a delivery vehicles for transporting natural ingredients. So structure of the liposome, we don't have to massage or all the traditional way of tapping, but all you need is to put them, spray it with this booster, and then serum, just lay it down, and then cream is the nutrition all you need. And you don't have to massage anything. This is smart. I'm actually promoting, like I say, if I say try to sell, say about iPhone. So I'm promoting iPhone 15 mm-hmm. Pro.
Oh, nice.
But a lot of traditional, all that skin products are like... I would say like Samsung or Nokia, whatever the brands before we used to be. But now this is everything become smart. We using smartphone, we using smart cars like Tesla. So even skin product becomes smart now. Yeah.
All right. I can only vouch for when you sprayed me in the face and I didn't have my eyes closed. It was not pepper spray. So
that works. By the way, that was a wheaten oil mist. So 80% water, 20% oil in it. So this water is...
Hold it up.
Here we go.
So that's the mist?
Yeah, that's the mist. So this is the mist with the main ingredients, Biangol in Korea. We take pride in cultivating Korean traditional heritage ingredients. Our exclusive Biangol is grown in lush island of Jeju Island. So this is 100% organic, and it brings all the moisture, all your elastic way of the skin cells, bring it back, regenerate itself. And you don't have to shake it. It's... you can see everything is concentrated, and as you can press it, spray on your face, you can feel immediate, really soft, like a spa kind of energy.
It felt like I had walked into the mist at a garden, like Huntington Gardens, and when I thought I was going to just get blinded.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so that was a great little demonstration before the show. Mm-hmm. But I'm a guy. I know a lot of guys don't wear makeup, but there are some dudes who do. Ziggy Stardust, you know, David Bowie. But if I had awful scars or burns that I was self-conscious about, mm-hmm. would that be something that I'd be interested in?
This is incredible product. I'm only using 1 month. My dark spots, I had a lot of dark spots. I use Amway, Nu Skin, Herbalife, and other French products I used to, but I never really rid of my dark spots like that much fast, and never had a really like good result. And this product I use only 1 month, and only like my third, fourth day, I was like, wake up in the morning. I usually meditate, but ever since I use this product, I just looking in the mirror, because every single day is a result coming up. And I was like, wow, this is really incredible product. This is the best product I've ever put on my skin. And I just want to use this podcast, how much I'm grateful for James. I call James Mount. He's James from Korea. And he is an incredible business partner of mine. And he sponsored, he first time told me about this product. I was very skeptical, put them on my skin, whatever it is. And I don't believe what I hear, you know. And he was telling me, like, one time demonstration, you will see the result. And I couldn't believe in it. But then I give him chance. Okay, let's see, whatever, you know. And then the first thing I tried, and then I felt, like, really good in immediately, like, 10, 20 minutes. And then, okay, let's see morning what I feel. And then he called me in the first morning. And then I said, oh, my gosh, this is incredible. Like, my skin was, like, probably thirsty for many, many years and hungry for many, many years. And I feel like this product was, like, giving me all nutrition need. And I understood the structure of the skin, the cells. If lack of nutrition, it actually goes to wrinkles and all the dark spots coming back. And the aging is a matter of educating yourself and giving what your cells need. But lack of knowledge, we always have wrong decisions and bring it more problems in our lives.
And how can people contact you for this?
You can follow my Instagram, Riemann.
Hit him with IG. All right.
Yeah. IG. Riemann Skin Product. RIMAN_skin_product. And you will find me.
All right. Alicia, it looks like you're yes, chomping at the bit to say a million one questions that I don't have because I'm not a makeup person.
No, I do have questions and comments, and I think this is also something for you Dave. Well, it's very important for what we consume, right? What we mm-hmm. eat, our nutrition, and you mentioned it, Ida, in order for, you know, a product to work as well, mm-hmm. right? In order to allow our skin to absorb mm-hmm. The nutrients mm-hmm. that are in these products, mm-hmm. because if we don't start with one change mm-hmm. first, you know, our mm-hmm. exercise, our mm-hmm. daily life, our sleeping, our hours, mm-hmm. right, what we're doing, mm-hmm. then we, you know, sure. products won't work. And, you know, that's where it's like, I give up on these products, or, you know, mm-hmm. because, well, in order to allow them to work, we have to change the way we eat, fasting, mm-hmm. what we're consuming. Mm-hmm. And I think my question is for you, Dave, or at least, you know, do you agree to this?
Oh, no, I definitely agree. It's worth a shot. I would say the 6 to 8 week test mm-hmm. is the way to do it. And so although the product is not specifically for me, because I actually like my scars because they tell a great story. Mm-hmm. And then I'm not, you know, I haven't been horribly burned, but I could see how there would be a benefit if you did know someone who was like, hey, you know, I want to cover this up with a tattoo, or I want to cover this up with makeup. How can you do it without hurting yourself? Because there's definitely a lot of products out there that do not have good things in them. And to hear that there is makeup that is all organic and brings you nutrients, that's something that is provocative and makes me think a little bit about that.
Like, I'm looking at the Aqua Protection Sunscreen right now. Mm-hmm. It's here, yeah. You know. Yeah. Is this like a tinted product, or it's not a tinted?
What do you mean tinted mean?
Like, is it also like a makeup or no?
Oh, no, this is like a sunscreen. Cream. Okay. Like, you can use, even teenagers can use. Even men can use. It's just protect us from the sun. Now it's the sun. 20 years, 50 years ago, today's sun is totally different. And today's sun is actually make cancer, skin cancer. Mm. Even on your skin, on your face, you can have a cancer too. So it's how you treating your skin, what you giving. Is really important. We are very conscious about what we are drinking, right? So drinking water is good, you say, and alcohol is bad. So how about you putting Botox in your skin, all the layers? It's actually giving you instant lift up, but it's actually sabotaging, destroying your own cells of your skin structure. And actually, the great this product about beauty is this product actually clear your, intoxicate your Botox. So I have a Botox client, like, so hard, they can't even, like, feel their own, like, bone, like, very hard, you know, like, you can't even feel own skin anymore. Like, even if somebody punch you, like, you don't even feel nothing. So it's actually killing your own cells and bring it everything, like, artificial way to injecting and put all these chemicals is really harmful for your skin. So the good thing is about this product is intoxicating all the Botox you have and since you have and bring it back everything naturally.
And absolutely, I have a comment to say about Botox and, you know, I love my scars as well. I love, you know, I know I have my wrinkles and there's mm-hmm. like genetic wrinkles, right, that mm-hmm. run in the family. It's just the story behind, right? Wrinkles, hey.
How'd you get this one?
Yeah.
Because I laugh too much.
And I remember...
how'd you get this one?
I remember someone telling me, I want to do a Botox party. And I'm like... I can't join you. Sorry. I laugh too much. I smile too much that, you know, it's impossible. And just to know that it's like you want to cover a story mm-hmm. behind you. It's mm-hmm. like it's like another way of covering the goodness. Mm-hmm. Right. So absolutely. I'm sorry. I'm not Botox.
No. Can I share with you something since you talk about scar? I have a once model. She was really beautiful girl. She's like age 25-ish. And she was like interested in this product because she was having planned to having a surgery. And she was very beautiful and heavy makeup. And when she makeup off, like all the scars was showing. And what is this all scars coming from? And I don't want to mention her name, of course, but she's incredibly talented. So for me, it's like she's like a supermodel. She's modeling, making living, and she was crying. Like, you know, every time I looking in the mirror, I look my scars, and it reminds my childhood trauma. And her grandma was like smoking, and whenever the punish, she didn't do the job, or the cleaning, whatever. Her grandma was used to punish with her cigarettes, the ash.
That is
all
abuse.
The scars, abuse. And all she wanted was like saving her money to have surgery. And we recommend her, this is long run, even that scars can remove too. Even burnt skin can remove. So don't worry about it. And she was crying. Like, I'm so glad finally found what I need and I don't need to go for surgery because surgery is not the answer and it's also life-threatening as well. So try to be like researchable and find out what is really best for you. And I don't believe like all the surgery and Botox is maybe one hand it's good, sounds good, like clear your skin and all the promises, but the other hand you can risk your life and you can lose a lot of blood and you can lose your life. So be mindful about that.
And I think it becomes like an addiction, no?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because you start with one thing, you cover one wrinkle for a just a time frame because you have to constantly be injecting again your, you know, or that Botox and inserting this chemical into your skin, into your body, and then it appears again or you find another one and you continue and it goes from there. So I think it's better to protect yourself with like sunscreen, with these oils, definitely as much as we can protect, right? Because our body is that temple.
Yes, our body is the temple and our face is our identity, who I am. So you really have to see yourself like you are enough just the way you are. And this product is one thing I love is it's connect with my inner healing, all the teachings about my hypnotherapy and meditation and spiritual guidance. And it also prove that how God is incredibly made our body, the cells regenerate itself and bring it back where you were and organically way, and you can bring it back every all the loss of your years of living all these lies. So I tell people on my TikTok, how about this time you believe in better lies? So I'm not telling a lie, but if you believed all these years, all these lies, how about better lies? So that's a put them, you know, like all this our brainwash, all this our society, you are not enough if you're not doing this, but how about organic in a cell, the nutrition, whatever needs, if you give them, like gradually you can live like a normal, happy, joyful, peaceful, happy life.
That's the way to do it. You are enough. Hit us with the TikTok handle. Your username? How can we?
My Instagram.
Your TikTok.
My TikTok is Riemann Skin Product too. Like same.
Okay.
Name. Riemann is R-I-M-A-N and Skin Product.
And you can see that on the name tag when you watch the video. And then say the Instagram one more time.
Riemann Skin Product. R-I-M-A-N underscore skin underscore product.
Do you have a personal Instagram that's not the product?
My personal, you can find me IDA. My name Ida RTT is stand for Rapid Transformation Therapist and RTT Therapy.
Okay.
So you can find
me. Cool. Yeah. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
All right. So now that we've all talked about skincare, we've all talked about betterment and preparation. The hard part now is going to say the holidays. The question was, how do I prepare? How do I bulletproof it? Mm-hmm. It comes down to what we had just discussed, and it was preparation. And one of the tips that I always like to say is have a gym bag in your car, in your trunk, or if you're able to keep it at the locker, keep it at the locker, but be ready to work out. And that is a great cathartic hack, and then also to keep you on track for the excess of calories that are coming in. So what goals do either of you have for this upcoming holidays, if you care to share?
What goals? Well, I think for our New Year's resolution, it's to continue in this working on myself, right? To continue this growth, to continue forming community, to continue taking care of myself. Because in order to give myself to others, right, and work with others, I have to take care of myself, and I have to apply what I'm learning to myself first in order to give to others. So definitely continue in exercise, continue in adoration, and the spiritual growth and personal growth as well in my work life.
All right. I dig it. I dig it. The next question that's going to come to you after I ask Ida is what physical goals and like what's the strategy for that? So you take a second to think about it because, hey, because we're going into the holidays. So it can't possibly just, unless you have this David Goggins, very Spartan workout and routine, it'll be very hard to just maintain with what's happening for Thanksgiving, the multiple Friendsgivings that are going to be have every other day in between time, and then for Christmas. Yeah, right. So Ida, do you have any gym goals, any health goals, anything that's like very specific for how you're going to be walking into this time of overeating and overindulgence?
Sure. Well, ever since I using this incredible product, Riemann, I really understand now the skin, and I'm still learning about the skin structure. And even I have people using under me, using this product, skin dermatologist and also Botox and surgeon doctors. So I want to grow my knowledge more, and I want to spread the truth to the world, and also my health-wise also very important to maintain good skin. You have to eat right, and you have to exercise regularly. It's actually helps for your body, mind, spirit in a both way. And of course, spirit is really important, and mental health is important. But if you don't care about your body as a temple, and if you don't honor and respect your body, you will like sabotaging yourself, and it's a lack of UI enoughness. Not enough. You are not enoughness, and it comes to see yourself like a anything you do achieve, you try to be perfect, and you feel sabotaging yourself. So what I'm trying to say is you are just enough even with your mistakes. And I remind you that. And if you feel adapting yourself, don't be fear. You have a solution, and all you need is educate yourself and give yourself this love. Loving is understanding consciously, and understanding is a superpower. And it takes time to understand things with mistakes. And as we are human being, don't be harsh on yourself. Be kind and love yourself and love around you. And that's my goal too.
I like it. It sounds like a lot of self-improvement by becoming more aware of yourself and appreciative of the goodness inherent to your humanity given by God. But where I'm coming from is wanting to know, is there a specific way to prepare for this? So if you're going to be meditating or doing scripture reading or taking these Emmaus walks, what's the way to go about it for these next couple weeks so that you don't end up gaining weight or getting less sleep than normal and just going into parties and indulgence? Like, do either of you have a strategy, or is it just more of the mentally prepare for it?
No, I'm actually next week I'll be starting an Advent fasting. It's a 40-day Advent fasting. I did it last year, and that's where I had to think about things analyze myself first. Where was I then, right? What were the things that I needed to get rid of? What were the things I needed to adjust in my schedule? How was I going to be able to grow in this journey with God, right? This relationship with God, how was my relationship going to grow? And that's when I also made adjustments to the things that I was intaking, like coffee. That's where I had my spiritual director who guided me and who I went up to because with confidence, right, to talk for him to lead me in the spirituality. Father Pat, my spiritual director. And he, he said, okay, well, if you're going to let go of coffee, maybe you want to, consider little by little, one day at a time, so that you don't have withdrawals. And I actually took the risk of just letting it go.
Nice. All in.
Yeah, all in.
I dig it.
I stopped eating meat during those 40 days. There were a few things, but of course, Thanksgiving came along and you spend time with family, and I did indulge a little, but portions. Because of course it's not about fasting. It doesn't make you more or it doesn't make you less. It's this relationship with God, right? So I am going to put this fasting into practice again, and to allow this growth where I'm at now in my life today. So
I like that. I like how you stressed that it was not about what you're losing or taking away, but it's more about your walk with God and that relationship. And that's the whole point of the fast, is to show your reliance on Him when you're in want, when you're in need. And part of that side effect is being more sympathetic to someone who is asking for food on the side of the road or asking for money to buy food. You're like, oh man, I know what that pain is on the stomach. I'm not going to let my left hand see what my right hand is doing.
Exactly. Here,
just give the glory to God. I really dig it.
Absolutely.
When it comes to fasting, you just said coffee and meat. So
and bread.
all right. That was the
trifecta
of everything that makes me happy. So while people would say 'tis the season of joy, in all seriousness, I think that just harkens back to how badly do you want the goal? If your goal is a spiritual one, how badly do you want it? If it's a physical goal, like in my case, it'd be the physical goal of being 235 flat and reestablishing that as my equilibrium for being in shape. It's moving the metrics from being originally 335 pounds. Like that was myself, losing 100 pounds to be 235, and then getting thrown off course because of the holidays, like last year, right? Mm-hmm. So right now I could say I am back to where I want to be, just short of the goal, But the whole thing from the previous episode of saying, you know, I thought I was like 242, 244 around that range would have been half the goal, right? And then to actually find out that I was 5 pounds away, that means I was 66% of the way through. And those are some huge gains in terms of progress from zero, right? And this is the whole thing, whether it be beauty products for the skin, whether it be a spiritual goal, whether it be just whatever that vision is saying, what are you willing to change? Whether it be 1%, 2%, 33%, 66%, and maintain. Because I think when I didn't have parameters, my floating weight was 335, and that's that's not the place that I wanted to be. So this is what it took to get myself in gear, having a knowledge of what I'm eating, why I'm eating it, when I'm eating it, a regimen of going to the gym regularly, being disciplined about it, not saying, you know, I go to the gym 4 times a week. Now that's actually not enough for the goal that I'm going for in that time period of doing it. So I'm going to practically live at the gym. I'll go 6 days a week, and I know I'll be doing steady cardio, steady weightlifting, steady stretching. And over time, I'll get to where I want to be. So 4 years later, here I am. And now it's a peculiar time in history where it's post-pandemic, right? I mean, people are still getting sick, but it's more of taking it for what it is, which is a seasonal flu, and then saying, okay, I don't have to be as cautious as I was 3 years ago. You know, don't throw caution to the wind and start eating food off the ground. It's disgusting, right? Something only a child would do. Catalina, I'm watching you. I'm watching. But the whole thing is saying, what are the adjustments that I can make and maintain just so you don't gain all the way back, whether it be 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 50 pounds, 100 pounds, 500 pounds. But what can I do now in preparation for the holidays, which at one point, you know, when we're teenagers, it's like, oh yeah, great. I'm going to eat. What's the 12 days of Christmas, 21 days? 12 days. I should know that. The 12 days of Christmas when they're going through like figgy pudding and all that stuff. I'm like, what is that? Wow. Whoa. That's a lot of pudding, right? Right. If you were to go and just throw precaution to the wind with the holidays, there's no way you'd be able to maintain your goals unless you were Usain Bolt or Michael Phelps or an Olympian in terms of fitness training, right? Or you have some freak genetics where you just, your metabolism don't quit, right? That's good. That's not the cards that I was dealt. So I'm not going to play by those rules. If my buddy out there almost says, oh, I want to prepare for the holidays because I recognize this is different, I think that's part of what Ida was saying, is having that knowledge, but then applying the strategy to carry it out so you have that wisdom, because those two things are separate. Wisdom is different than knowledge. If you're carrying out that knowledge and using it in your life, that is a direct application, and that's where it transforms to wisdom, right? Mm-hmm. So now you say,
can I quickly say something to share? I'm sorry for interrupting. Before
it's long form.
Long form
conversation. It's fine.
You know, like is in my RTT technique, the hypnotherapy. We tells if you want to lose weight, it's all in your head. And people are like focusing on to losing weight, and that's not you have to focus on. You have to focus on your focus on that you are already what you wanted to be. So if you want to say like lose 10-20 pounds, you are already today is already lost the pound that you want, and you eat like that, talk like that, walk like that. That will change your life in a consciously. And even same thing with the spirituality. Like if you want to be that good person today, right now, imagine you are, use your imagination, because Einstein said use your imagination is a superpower, genius. So imagine you are now, it's everything is in your head. Today you act like a genius, walk like a good person, talk like a good person, act like what good people do in every daily basis. So same thing with the skin. Don't worry about your sabotage and all these years problems. How about you today? Okay, I am beautiful as I am, and I am enough just the way I am. So think like that and walk like that. Organic way. What way? Educate yourself. So that will be your dream, will immediately come true. Whatever you say to yourself, whatever you believe, it is you who you are.
That reminds me of the country singer Nelly, who said, "It's all in my head. I'll think about it over and over again." All right.
That's wonderful.
Do you know Nelly? Nelly's a great rapper.
Oh,
actor.
Oh, entrepreneur. Sorry.
No. Yeah, that was his first foray into the country realm. It was a pop.
That's
pop
right.
40 track, early 2000s. But in all seriousness, I'm a huge fan of what you said, Ida, mm-hmm. because that's very as a man thinketh philosophy. And if you were to cultivate corn, to expect anything else but corn to come out would be foolish. True. If you were to cultivate thistles, but by being neglectful, you'd be silly to think that corn's going to come out when that's a law of nature. And so, I think there's part of that trick of moving from just saying in a very abstract, "Oh, manifest it." Cause I don't think that's true. I think it's more, if you believe it and deserve it and are willing to fight for it, you can speak to yourself as if you already had it and it will be so. But it's not wishful thinking. It's saying, "Oh, the reality is I'm 335 pounds. I don't want to be 335 pounds. I want to be 235 pounds. Well, what do those people do? They eat right, they sleep right, they exercise right. Okay, where am I not doing that? Okay, from here on out, I'm not saying tomorrow or next year or New Year's resolution. I'm saying right now, I'm going to eat like I'm 225 and the demands for maintaining 225 look like this." All of a sudden, I'm not getting that large coffee with extra frappalapa cream stuff with the caramel drizzle. Although I'm a huge fan of the caramel drizzle. I got a little bit of a sweet tooth. But the whole thing is there's a point between wanting and desiring and then getting after it and going for it. And then, you know, one of the things, Ida, you might not know this, I sit in my car for 2 minutes and 13 seconds before I go to the gym, mm-hmm. in homage to Rocky, that round 14 where he kept on getting knocked down, and then finally got up and then was able to go the distance with Apollo Creed, right? Mm-hmm. So in that moment, I can either visualize the win or I can speak declarations like I'm an athlete, I'm a rugby player. I try not to speak in the negatives when I say this. So I'd say I'm an in-shape dad instead of dad bod, right? But then it's training myself mentally to know what that voice sounds like. So when the pressures from outside push, I'm not affected by it. Right. Mm-hmm. So, yes. The other trick besides, the other thing is to be prepared to go to the gym, knowing what you're getting into, what season you're in. Right. And then saying, how much are you willing to live like someone who's 235? How much do you want to be in shape? Because we all think we're going to live forever. And that's not true. This is not true, right? If the wisdom of the ages has taught us that beauty is fleeting, right? Then you could say, even if I look like this when I'm 60, that doesn't guarantee I'm going to make it to 80. And even if I'm 80, those things that I do when I'm 80 aren't going to be the same things I can do now, but I can prepare for it and then, you know, have injury prevention. I'm bulletproofing my lifestyle so it's not a surprise when there are the moments of, you know, what goes with getting older, you know, aches and pains. So yeah, absolutely. This is me looking off screen when we should be looking at camera. Okay. So, the other thing to talk about in terms of preparing for the holidays are scheduling, right? So every time you get invited to a party, every time you get invited to an event when you know you're going to be seeing family and friends who more than likely do not have goals, or at least it's just theory. Okay, how are you going to conduct yourself there? Because they're going to just be talking, but you already have the plan and the strategy. You know what you're getting yourself into. You know it's Thanksgiving. You know it's Friendsgiving. Yes. You know it's Words and Wine. You know it's a million and one people's birthdays. You know it's leading up. So what are you going to do there?
And not just that. Like, for example, right now in my work life, as the end of the year is coming to an end, like I have to speed to different cities, or, you know, for submittals last minute before they stop accepting, you know, new submissions.
You're on a deadline.
Deadlines, right? So it's also like, oh, I need to eat, because also your metabolism, you know, while your body's asking for food, but nothing's going to be enough, like an actual meal for your body, right? Or skipping meals in the morning. For me, in my journey, before the fasting, before when I started losing weight, I remember I would skip my breakfast. And breakfast is the most important meal of the day. I mean, in the morning, right? At least something, a banana or whatever. And right now with my schedule, it's like, what do I do? So it's like, have a protein, a shake or a smoothie or something. So I know that also all these parties and events are coming, the holidays. So I know for sure it's going to be tempting, right? The sweets, the pumpkin pie, the so on. So it's just like to have your, be strong and have your limits and just try a little bit of everything. Mm. I think
let's analyze everything you just said. Ooh, this is not a good layout. I'm not done. We're gonna have to change that up. Kike, where are you? I need you. Okay. So the first thing that I want to put a spotlight on is saying breakfast is the most important meal of the day. I agree. 100% agree. And I actually like to just, if you're going to be doing a ton of fasting, I just call it meal number one. Mm-hmm. Because you're setting the tone, even in a very, the micro bacterial level in your stomach, right? The half your 90% of your health is in your stomach. So if you're going to be eating or going to just be doing something with fluids, you're affecting the entire biome of your body with the first thing you put into it. Mm-hmm. And that can in turn affect what your cravings are or your willpower to say no for whatever the next thing is. So what would you do to someone who's like, I would never want to skip breakfast, or, oh, you're right, I'll have I too did that. My first meal is lunchtime. I call it lunch, but that's actually breaking the fast. That's where we get the word breakfast. What would you, is there a specific meal you'd say, or a style of eating?
Of don't skip or no.
So if you're going to skip.
Oh, if you're going to skip, at least a fruit or something, or a yogurt, something that's very important, because I did experience at one point acid reflux.
Oh, no good.
No good.
Ooh.
And it's genetic in my family, mm-hmm. right? So it's something that, you know, my body was asking for at least, I don't know, a small piece of bread or something, you know, in order to, how would you say that? Absorb that acid, that mm-hmm. The bile. No, it's not bile. What is it called? Yeah, the acid, right, in your stomach. Mm-hmm. So it's really important at least to have something, anything. Mm-hmm. You could just go into a Starbucks or a market and, you know, buy a fruit if you're on the road. I mean, I drive a lot. So, mm-hmm. you know, I always like to make a stop and buy something or, mm-hmm. Yeah, something.
Ida looks like she's very eager.
In the morning, I usually do smoothie. It's very simple, 2-3
like
minutes. And mm-hmm. whatever powder you feel like comfortable with, you can choose, and the berries and bananas. And in the morning, it's frying eggs and put all the bread, make sure, cut them, you know. It's a lot of work. So I just make smoothie and run.
Smooth.
For the day, yeah.
That's a smooth move.
Add some peanut butter.
With a smoothie, yeah.
No, add some, add some peanut butter to your smoothie, and it's filling.
To play the devil's advocate, well, I shouldn't say it that way. For what you both said, one, I'm a huge fan of smoothies, but then two, I'm not a fan of protein powder. There's half the time there's junk in there that doesn't belong there. Mm-hmm. But in terms of absorbing things, I'd say, hey, if you want to get funky, you throw some high protein dense thing into that smoothie, and just just from my own sake, I avoid, especially like the alternative, like pea, you know, pea protein. That messed me up more than anything. Yeah, I've never had pea protein. Oh. Yeah, it's like a veggie based.
Really?
Yeah.
Plant-based?
So it's a plant-based protein that people are going wild over.
Wow.
But it messed me up so bad in the gut. So
I've had the Vega, and they sell it.
Vegeta?
Yeah. No, Vegeta.
Or Dragon Ball Z.
No, that's what
I gotta know my audience. My guys, I gotta know.
You can find it at Costco.
Okay, Costco. Keep the cost low. The other thing was to say, this is almost tangential. Well, do you know your blood type?
Type A.
Type A. Okay. I don't have the rundown and the profile on that, so I can't help you. I'm an O. I'm an O type of guy. So
I'm B.
B. So this is, what was that? Episode 2, episode 3. And now I'm just guessing at what number it was, but we talked about eat right for your blood type, which was
3, I think.
Was the putting up the parameters around what I eat to experiment with it, and then finding it very effective. And so you can adjust it from there. So if you haven't seen it, get the book, go to the website, download the app, eat right for your blood type, because it might have the key to acid reflux, insomnia, seasonal allergies, like all those things about diabetes, right? Wait, that's 100% such a real thing,
yeah.
Right? And we'll have an episode about the role of insulin, and if you're insulin resistant.
Go
for it.
No.
Yeah.
We'll talk on that episode.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. But just not to leave everyone on a cliffhanger about it, it's a sliding continuum. Your health, imagine you have an S like this, but kind of on its side. At the peak would be high performance athlete, or I should say just human being. And then the further away you go from it doesn't necessarily make it bad until it hits the negative and starts going on that. If it's here and then goes down, that's when you get into the problems with the resistance, with your body not operating how it should be. And then if you add things like medicine that is a heavy dosage of whatever it is that you should be producing normally, you throw your system into whack. But I'm not here to pontificate against, you know, doctor's advice. I'm saying there are alternatives that you can modify and ask your physician about it, and then see what they say. And most likely they'll say their way is faster, which is true, but it might have longer effects if it's not effective in terms of how your body responds. And that key might be in, are you O blood type? Are you A? Are you AB? Right? So, yeah. Nice. Grab a smoothie.
Yes.
Okay. We're coming to a close on this episode. Are there anything else that you ladies wanted to talk about for preparing for the holidays?
Well,
maybe a good gift to give someone.
I recommend people who never. We have in La Cienega Wilshire in Beverly Hills. We have an office, so every weekend we have an event going on with this amazing, incredible product. So we have a demonstration on your skin, and we will give you all the knowledge. And as we talked about, knowledge is power, but applying it, so you can try it one time, demonstrate on your skin, and you can see how powerful it is. And so always you can welcome to contact me. And as I also mentioned about this Riemann product, it's incredibly organic, vegan, latest nanotechnology. They bring up this incredible product. So try to educate yourself and explore open mind, and it will bring you in a lot of fulfillment and really satisfy the result, and see also the bigger also vision of opportunities as well, because this product's only 6 months, only Korean 40,000 Korean community know about this product. I'm from Mongolia, only Mongolian client. I'm probably the few Mongolian clients who are using this product just begin with. So all of you now probably listening, the first generation to listen to this product. So it's incredible product. I'm so grateful for Riemann CEOs and all the Kate, Sue, Susan, and also James, my sponsor, and all my team who is makes me who I am and make me strong. And we have a strong team behind me and always encourage me and encourage each other and learn from each other. And I'm so grateful for everything. And I'm so grateful for also Dave and Alicia today invite me for this wonderful podcast to sharing the truth, and truth makes you free. Thank you.
I have a question, actually.
I have a question too. You first.
Okay. Is this for all types of skin, Ida, or it's, you know, like what age do you know do you recommend these products being used? I mean, because when you sprayed us with the mist, I was like, whoa, yeah, like Dave, you know, it's like you see this glow, you see this youthful glow, it's like, whoa, I woke up.
Yeah, I started seeing stars.
Yeah, you will be shining like a star.
Oh, perfect.
For sure. This thank you so much, Alicia, for asking this question. It's a really good question. From teenager, we have a hormones changing and we become like a man and woman, really like a processing of all this hormones changes, and we have allergy or some acne and comes out. So teenagers are using this product incredibly, also clear up all the acne and pimples and all the problems in the skin, and even allergies as well. So even you, I'm very sensitive skin, I'm very skeptical what I use on my skin, so this worked for me, and all the amazing results over the different races, different nationalities, it doesn't really matter. And age between teenagers to 65, my sponsor is 65 years old, but he looks, James, he looks like 40 years old.
Wow.
And people like, oh, I don't believe you are 65. Let's you see probably some ID. Did some surgery or something. And you can find on Instagram how his result was only 3-4 months. He has a big result. And he is helping like thousands of people on his line. So my goal is not sell but share, and I am walking a testimony. And if you want to see me in my event, Skin Food event, welcome for Las Inicas. Thank you.
Hold it up. Hold up.
Oh, yes, see. This is the mist. Yeah,
I put the
yes, and I'm looking at the cleanser, and as I'm reading the name in Incelderm, what's the significance of the name? Does it have a meaning?
So Incelderm is before, like people put all this look young and all these injections, they have put them on their skin and also their veins. And it's actually illegal in America, but people do in other countries, $5,000 to $50,000 to inject to have a smooth and young looking skin, but it's also harmful for your body. So Incelderm is actually, you don't have to put all this penetrate with all these chemicals on your skin, injected or surgery anymore. With this, you can do just, this is it, penetrate itself just outside, put them on it, and it does the work. So it goes to your all layers of your skin, and liposome and all the cells goes, the food, all the nutrition goes to it. So this is incredible, a smart product, as I mentioned. So you don't need any surgery and injection anymore.
What are the price points on this? So that
So some people were asking me like, oh, can I just buy one, two things and have a result? And actually, we recommend in the beginning with you can use the whole set to having a result. And once you have result, you can, you know, like for me, like this is like last for me like 2 months. So this is for the face wash. So whatever finish you can, just refill whatever. So if every people have different structure of the face. Some have a small face, small Louis. So a bigger face, bigger. So I don't know everybody, you know. If you have a small face, you are lucky. So you can use this product longer. For me, it lasts like a 1 month, half.
Okay.
So I'm middle face, I guess.
All right. Imagine you are in my position, mm-hmm. and are like, oh, I wonder what would be a good gift for the certainty I know. what would you recommend, and then how much does that cost? Because mm-hmm. I'm not a person who uses makeup, and mm-hmm. I'm just, hey, I want to buy this, I want to give this mm-hmm. as a gift. Mm-hmm. What's that standard package look like?
So you can buy this product, it's a $275, and with the tax and shipping will be $330. And if you become a member, it's a 10% off, and even this company, whatever they spent you on, $333, 10% will give you back. So this company, next month, you end 15th of the month, they will the percentage give you back. So we have all these options. If you have a business with a nail salon, makeup artist, or if you are surgeon, doctors, or Botox, a nurse, whomever relate with this business, you can buy wholesale, like say 35-45%. So every things you sell your customer, you can make also 45% to income.
I'm gonna double down on where my position of saying mm-hmm. I'm not interested in the business, but I want to buy the product. I want to buy that 2 month supply because it's a great Christmas gift. It'll sure. last 6 to 8 weeks. So it will be the perfect time to test mm-hmm. how effective this yes. is. What's that price look like just for the one time 6 to 8 week?
So I would say $330.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Cool. And
all of this
together. Yeah.
Sweet. Okay. Mm-hmm. And nice.
Yeah, I know in Beverly Hills, like if you go shopping and I see all this luxury, great result of the whatever they say, the French, you know, the creams. They are like a small, tiny little, tiny small cream is like $400.
Oh, wow.
So this is like actually not bad price. Mm. Anybody who take care of themselves, it's affordable. And also having a result, that's a big deal, you know. So if you use so many cheap things and no result, it's better to having good quality. Yeah. So quality is worthy and worth we paying for.
And that's exactly why I would do the one time. Yeah, quality. Say, okay, this is clean mm-hmm. products.
Yeah.
They are good ingredients. And they're effective.
And also this product is also have an amazing hair growth shampoo and condition scalp. Oh, so wow. It people have, I know, like noticed, I have noticed like a lot of people, men lose the front head, the hair lose. Mm. So you can,
I don't know what you're talking about. The surgery. It's very cold in here all of a sudden. I don't know what's going on. So I think you're beating a dead horse talking to me.
I used a lot of hair before, so it gives all the nutrition to make it thick and grow fast, like 1-2 centimeters in 1 month. Nice. And it's incredible product, and it's also hair has own structure of cells, so you will learn about people put hair in the cream here actually should be in the root. Mm. So it goes to the root of the problem to solving your issue.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Nip it in the bud.
Good to know. Yeah, right. Skin and hair. Yeah.
No, but so just mm-hmm. one last question that yes. I have right now.
Take your time. Long form storytelling. We got all so day.
Are these the only products the Incelderm has, or are there more like for other?
They have a body
there's a catalog
skin, body skin, okay. And you can go to Riemann.com, you will see all the products. This is for the skin, Riemann. For the face, but we have a skin for the body and also here. So this is all we have, all the products. Yes,
great.
Yeah, very cool. All right, thank you. Well, I guess in sum, this is how to prepare for the holidays. Mm-hmm. Bulletproof your holidays by being prepared. knowing what your schedule looks like for the events, festivities you're going to, and then being aware of what you're consuming.
This is a good if one for the holidays.
If you're interested in buying some non-lethal pepper spray, Ida at Raymond Comedy has some, and your would-be assaulter would say, wow, that's really refreshing. I'm going to change my life and buy some of these products for my friends and families. So
thank you so much. And also, I almost forgot to tell you, announce you that this product is announcing in Taiwan and China probably next. So announced in Taiwan now. So if you have Taiwanese and Chinese friends and you happen to be in the United States, and also you have friends in Canada, you can always introduce this product. And there is people have a conference and teaching these people also this good news too.
Cool.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Nice. And spread it all over the rest of the world. Yeah. Probably Latinos and other Asian countries, and also in Europe as well.
Anyone with skin could be someone
who loves their own body and mind and see the knowledge is power. So latest nanotechnology, I really like hit that point. Like, wow, this is really interesting, because I really want to walk with the 21st century. What we are every single day, every second, is everything is changing. So you have to really like change with your even skin too. So skin becomes smart. So better be skin. Your skin be smart.
Constantly evolving and wanna be better. Have that metamorphosis. So mind, body, and spirit. Yeah. I'm about that life. I think let me go back to how people can reach you if they're interested.
You can reach me at Instagram, Riman, RIMAN underscore skin and underscore product.
Say there are some people out there who don't have Instagram. Do you have an email?
Oh, okay. You can just reach me out my phone number, 323-788-2747. 323-788-2747.
Thank you.
That's my
Ida.
Number. Thank you.
Thank you, Ida. Thank you, Alicia. Thank you, listeners. Thank you. If you have any questions about future episode ideas and topics, or if you want to be on the show, if you want to tell your story about getting in shape, or perhaps reverse, you were in shape then got out of shape, or are looking to get back on the horse, then give us a shout. We'd love to interview you, talk life, talk shop, and see what's going on living that fitness journey. So this being a time of preparation and scheduling is a key to my success. I cannot go through that door for you. You have to unlock it and go through it yourself. This is you versus you.
Yes, you are enough. Thank you.
Bye.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.